Blog Talk Radio.
The question is,
porque Dios mira de siete. And let me give you the answer to that. Siete ocho nueve. Okay, that was some of y'all out there know that was Spanish. Pastor Peaches, you know what I asked, don't you?
No.
Why was 10 afraid of 7? And I gave the answer in Spanish. Siete ocho nueve.
The 7, 8, 9.
And the spiritual significance of this is absolutely nothing. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, somebody's shaking their head. Sister Julie, why are you shaking your head?
I'm shaking my head.
You shaking your head, too?
Yeah.
Sister, Minister Linda, please, you pray for Brother Bird. He's going to be all right one day. Yes, you tuned in to the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. And this service is sponsored by, hallelujah, Legal Shield. Yes, right. We are sponsored by Legal Shield. Hallelujah. If you want to know more about how to get a top-quality attorney for a low monthly fee instead of a high hourly cost, you go online. You go to WBYRD, that's W-B-Y-R-D, wearelegalshield.com. Again, that's WBYRD, W-B-Y-R-D, dot wearelegalshield.com. No spaces, all lowercase. Find out about it. It's an awesome service. We've had it since 1999. But we thank the Legal Shield, and we thank Pastor Peaches for sponsoring tonight's service. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, while I key up our dedicatory selection, can you give us the housekeeping suggestion?
Yes, let's find it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Time for you to get your textbook, which is the Holy Bible.
Yeah.
Get your composition notebooks. Get your ink pens, your pencils, your paper, whatever, everything you're going to need to take notes so when the teacher starts teaching, you will be ready. Hallelujah. We are all in school.
Yeah.
You don't go to school unprepared. You know what time classes start, and you're supposed to come through the doors prepared.
Come on now.
Not having to ask, can I borrow a sheet of paper? Can I borrow a pencil? Can I borrow an ink pen? Come prepared. Hallelujah. So you can take down notes, take down whatever God drops in your spirit at the same time. Hallelujah. That's important, too. You may forget it. You don't want to forget what God drops in your spirit, whatever he illuminates in there in the word, along while the pastor is preaching, you want to remember it. Hallelujah. Get all your communion elements, your cracker, your toast, your bread, your juice, your water, your milk, whatever you're going to use for your communion elements, have them out, bring them out. And before the next time we come on for our service, set an alarm, 15 minutes prior to service time. Prior to service time, so you can have everything already together, and you're sitting at the phone ready to dial the number to hear when class starts. You know what? You honor God. God will honor you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I just want to remind you, we will be having watch night service from 10 to 12:30, bringing in the new year, praising Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We will bring in the new year praising the Lord. Hallelujah, for God is truly good. We have so many miracles to think on, to reminisce, to thank God for. Hallelujah, Jesus, for bringing us through another year.
Thank you, Jesus.
So many has gone on, but we are still standing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have something to praise our God for. Thank you, Bishop.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
It's time for everyone to get in mind those people that you know are standing in a need of divine intervention, whether it is for healing, a breakthrough, job, home, spouse, children coming back, whatever the case, even your animals being healed, whatever. God is a great big God. I heard somebody say, don't tell your God how big your problems and your mountains are. Tell your mountains and problems how big your God is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So get the names of those people that you want to be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might want to throw your own name up into the atmosphere as we play this song. And hopefully we keyed up the right song. Glory to God. Here we go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor William May Peach's birth.
Thank you.
Sister Annette James. Minister Linda Blackwell. Hallelujah. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Donya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Tiffany and Coco and Faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Julie and Anna, Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie and Little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Julius and Joshua and Little Mitchell and Big Mitchell. Hallelujah. Darlene. Hallelujah. Victor. Hallelujah. Joseph Powers. Hallelujah. Carol Powers King. Hallelujah. Carolyn Powers. Hallelujah.
Darcy Andrews.
Teresa Wilson.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Archbishop Marcia Evans. Archbishop Carrie Robinson. A Chief Apostle. Glory to God. Mary Osborne, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer, Apostle Dwight Smith, First Lady Linda Smith, Sister Sandra Owens, Elder Tommy Owens, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Apostle
Lisa.
Justin Harper,
Marissa
Lady Sharon Harper, hallelujah. Dr. Sharon Harper, Elder Lester, Deacon Dale, Brother Ronald, Mother Dolores Harris, hallelujah. Sister Anjanette Harris, Sister Yvette Harris, Sister Rosalind, hallelujah. Pastor Tom Swin, First Lady Rosalind Swin, Don Street family, hallelujah. Pastor Jason Roseborough and Charlene Roseborough, hallelujah. Brother Anthony, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tavon. Another Tavon, still another Tavon, and Trayvon, Joyce Dukes, Maurice, hallelujah, Earl, another Earl, still another Earl, and another Earl, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Kimberly, another Kimberly, hallelujah, glory to God. Angela Jennings Hill, Elder Rosetta Carey, Elder QB Stevenson, Sister Cynthia, Prophet Cynthia, hallelujah, glory to God. Minister Janice, Sister Gloria, Sister Sheila from Jessup's, hallelujah. Yvonne, Sister Yvonne, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Janetta McCoy, Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior, Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior, Corinthia Johnson, Juan Johnson, Sean Johnson, James Johnson, Loretta Johnson, hallelujah. Lorena Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright. Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah, glory to God. Joseph Atkins, hallelujah, hallelujah. Talitha Wright, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Jeffrey and Maria and Tanya and Calvin and Robin and Cameron, hallelujah. And David, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. And Audrey, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah.
Miss Cookie.
And Sharon Harmon. Hallelujah.
Dolly Curtis.
And
Yoni Lyons.
Sharon Harmon. And Agnes Harmon. Paul Harmon. Hallelujah. Bishop
Dave.
Paul Harmon. Bishop Carl Pierce. Bishop Bart Pierce. Bishop Mandelson. That's J.R. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Desiree. Felicia DeSantis.
Hallelujah.
Vince.
Reginald Moore. Bob Walls. Daryl Sutton. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Drum Gold.
Hallelujah. Manny, hallelujah, and Martha and Pat and Bob and Paula, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Michael Irving.
Glory to your brother, Lord.
Joshua Thistle.
Hallelujah. James Worthy, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Renola Carr, Elder Renola Carr, Pastor Cornelius James, Pastor Christine Olivia James, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Greg Govar.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Valerie Montone. Tony Montone. Sam. Peg. Megan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lisa.
Hallelujah.
Dating
Jason. Jason Gonzalez. Another Jason. Another Jason from Houston. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Steve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brad. And Isabel, hallelujah, in North Carolina. Jerry Cleveland and Rakim and Jerry Warren, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Another Sheila, Sheila, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Danielle, another Danielle. A Dominique, another Dominique. Dami, another Dominique, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Pamela. Hallelujah. Glory.
Real.
Timothy. Hallelujah. Tony. Another Timothy. And Leon. Hallelujah. And Bobby. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another Pamela. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for all of those who we called their names out. We placed them into the atmosphere of blessing. When the blessings go, when the praises go up, the blessings come down.
Pastor
Maxine Lee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Theodis Lee. Joan and Lil. Hallelujah. Bob. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yada Boshake. Glory of Ashatala. Moya de Bashere Moriese. Yea, Makori of Ashakara de Bashan. But any boy Yada Borando Reste by Goki. Send a lavora everybody on the way by Yada Boshe. Yea, Mana de la Bora. Where did the Boshata? Where did the Boshata? We are the Boshiki in the Bora. Yea, the Boshiki in the Mando de Bora under the Bora. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, after this next selection, you will hear the anointed, blessed, highly favored voice of Pastor William A. Peachesbury. And as this selection is playing, make sure that you get your children around the phone or the computer or wherever you're listening to this service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has made me glad. Hallelujah. Oh, this is the most wonderful season of the year. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's not hard for people to be glad around this time of the year. And then sometimes we may find ourselves wondering, oh, I'm not so happy. I don't have anything to give anybody. Okay. Let's go to the scriptures. Hallelujah. Turn to Luke 20, verse, let me see. Luke 20, 45, and let me see. We know there's the scriptures in the Bible. Let me see, Luke 21. Did I get it mixed up? Just give me a minute, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, Luke 21, let's start at the first. And it says, and he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. Wow. And then let's turn to Matthew 2:11. Matthew 2, we know that close to the beginning of the New Testament, we're going to talk about something about the birth of Jesus. So Matthew 2:11, and when they were let me start at ten, and they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And my question is, what will you give to the baby that is now Jesus Christ, Son of God, Son of God, Savior of the world, the one we pray to for salvation, for money, for protection, for provision, for covering? What do you have really? You know what we don't see is more costly and important than what we do see. Hallelujah. A lot of times we wonder, oh, what can I give somebody? What do I have? What can I give somebody? I can re-gift them a gift that's been given to me, because I really don't use that anyway. I can give them a pair of shoes. I can give them a boot. I can give them a book. I can give them some coupons of services that I will perform for them during the year. If they don't have anybody to mow their lawn, I can give them a coupon to mow their lawn, or I can give them a babysitting coupon. I can give them a coupon for a free massage or for a free foot rub. Oh, you can think of, we can think of a whole lot of things that we can give to a person. But that's not the question. What are we going to give to the Savior this holiday? And we're not going to take it back. What can we give to him? What do you think he wants from you? This is the end of the year. what are you going to tell yourself that you're not going to take into the new year? What are you not going to take into the new year? What are you going to give to the Lord, and you're going to leave it on this side?
Mm.
What are you going to give to him, and you're going to leave it at the altar, and you're not going to pick it up again?
Mm.
And you're going to just entrust him with it.
Hallelujah.
And then you may look at, I don't have anything, Lord. I don't have anything. I didn't work this year, so I'm unemployed. I don't have this, and I don't have material things, Lord. But you know what you do have? You know what you do have, young people? You have a heart. You can give Jesus Christ your heart.
Yes, hallelujah.
That's what he wants.
Mm.
You don't have to worry your parents for allowance money or worry your parents for something that right now they may not have. Because they may be kind of strapped themselves. But you know what? Between you and Jesus, you can say, Jesus, I may not have a whole lot of material things, Lord, and I know that's not what you want. But, Jesus, I give you my heart.
Hallelujah.
I give you my heart, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come into my heart.
Hallelujah.
And just take over and control it. And just let me be what you want me to be.
Hallelujah.
And I'm yours, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Young people, don't you know you have given him more than anything else you could have done?
Mm.
It's not the money in your pocket he wants. Once you give him your heart, he'll take care of all of that. You may say, well, he got no money in my pockets. Give him your heart, and he'll put the money in your pockets.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Give him your heart, and he'll bless you where your time in school. Give him your heart. He may say, well, I don't have any time. I don't have this. Don't you know, after you give the Lord your heart, you will see everything else fall into place. I'm talking what I know.
Hallelujah.
Make time for him, and he will make time for you. Honor him, and he will honor you. Put him first place in your life, and he will exalt you. Test him. Try him. Then when he begins to bless you with the finances, in Malachi 3:10, it says, see that I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. Trust God. This year, this is the end of 2021. Leave all doubt and second thoughts and any unsettling in your spirit, leave it on this side of 2021. Don't take it into 2022. Say, Lord God, we're starting a new page. We're starting a new journal.
Hallelujah.
We're going to go on this journey together, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to spend time with you in the morning. Remember, young people, I said try and get up early. Set that alarm clock 15 minutes earlier so you can spend some time with the Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Open up the Word of God. Get the little magazines. It's called The Daily Bread. And it has every date in there, January 1st, January 2nd. And even if you just read that one daily bread, that scripture, and read the scripture that's for that day, hallelujah, don't you? It will bless your day. Oh, my goodness. God will bless your socks off. Tell him what you want, what you need, what you believe in him for. And then call me and let me know, hey, it works. It works. Hallelujah. You want somebody to touch and agree with you in the prayers and things that you believe in God for? Call me up, and we'll pray along.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need to share it with everyone. Do not call us during the time of the service because it interrupts our connection to the radio network because we use our phone to connect, and it cut us off the air. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, let me do something else right now, because the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. 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 House today.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. And we just want to share with some of our listeners, if you accidentally dial the wrong number, you'll get another network on, and you get another a line in the network. And this is Radio 2 of this network that we are on. So if you misdial, you may say there's no program. But you got to dial our number. And if you're listening to me now, get it in your spirit. It's 515-602-9787. Sundays, Wednesdays, and every second Friday of the month, the same number. There's no different number. It ain't change. It will not change. But praise the Lord. Pastor Peaches, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Barry.
Oh, well, bless the Lord. Oh, you sound very alive and well. That's good. What time does your clock have?
My clock has 7:42.
Your clock has 7:42. Then what time is it then?
Communion time?
I think so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord.
Heal.
Holy communion time. And we don't take this for granted. We don't take this as just a routine. We're just going to do it because we always do it. This is meaningful.
Yes, it is.
If you don't tap into this, and if you don't understand what we are doing, I'm going to tell you something. You'll miss the blessing and the anointing and the protection that God has granted you through Holy Communion. Mm. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Holy Communion. We lift the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for them, God. We ask that you bless it, anoint it, sanctify it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Your word says, Lord, examine yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we do just that. We examine ourselves, and if there's any of the need to repent, it's a good time to do that. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you because you are God, and above you there is no other. We love your covenant names. You said in your word, hallelujah, in Psalms 138, verse 2, that you put your name above yourself. That the name of the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Proverbs 18 and 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it and are safe. So we thank you, Lord, for your covenant name today. You are Jehovah Shidkenu. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, you are Jehovah Shidkenu. The Lord, our righteousness, and forgives us of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. Again, Lord, thank you, Lord. We examine ourselves, O God. Hallelujah. And we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, your word says, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, listen, we really understand what your body and blood has done for us. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. Our sins are forgiven because of your blood. So we do comprehend, we do fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today, O God. Hallelujah. And on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing.
Thank you,
Lord. Every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, glory to God, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Glory to God. Even at Northwest. A hospital, even at Hopkins Hospital, even the hospital in Uganda, even at the hospital in Australia, even at the hospitals in Poland, all over the world.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now. Oh, say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank you, Jesus, right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He said, Jesus. He said, hallelujah, this hallelujah, glory to God, is the New Testament in my blood.
Hallelujah.
Remember to me. Let's drink together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you. They may come knocking at your door, but they won't overtake you. When I see the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Okay. Oh, your voice. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah that testified, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood. Glory to his name. Singing glory
to his name.
Precious name.
Glory to his name.
Precious name.
There to my heart was the blood.
Applied.
Glory to his name.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for a holy communion on today. We remember you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, we thank you, Lord, for the family daily communion.
Yes, yes.
Every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family. Are we standing the gap for them? We speak for them even when they don't have sense enough to speak for themselves. Hallelujah. Those that are close and those that are far off, hallelujah, we speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor.
Shake any image of God.
Full of integrity
and truth.
Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. A lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent, powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling, and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify his name today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless his name today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
More love to thee, oh Christ. More love to thee. Now hear me while I pray on the bended knee. This is my only plea. More love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee.
Oh,
more love to thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart
desires
more of thee. More of thee, Lord.
More of thee, Lord.
My desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Ask the people.
Come in quick. This thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven. Fill my cup. Fill it up.
Thank you.
My cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and quit. It's thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill my cup.
My cup.
Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Word is
Jesus.
Right.
Oh, God, you're awesome. God, we thank you,
the Lord. There are situations and circumstances which are coming forth that you can either prevent or protect yourself from. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you now to go into your prayer language just for a few seconds. And hallelujah, glory to God, and protect yourself. Hallelujah. And guard yourself from what's to come. The word of God says in Romans 8:26, hallelujah, we don't know what we should pray for as we are, but the Holy Spirit does.
Hallelujah.
Intercession for us. You need to have your Holy Spirit in you, interceding for you and your family right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, victory in the camp now. Hallelujah. Victory in the camp right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We got the victory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We got the victory. Hallelujah. Every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that he's Lord.
Right.
Lord of Lord. Philippians, glory to God, chapter 2, verse 9, 10, and 11.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. See, the enemy messes up when he tries to mess with God's people. Hallelujah. We give him a black eye. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ prevails. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you can do this, I need you to tell me what time is it right now.
Hallelujah. Time for the word, Pastor Bird. Down for the way.
Oh, yellow shakara. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, we don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but we seize it with every ounce of strength we have. Use us for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit today, 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 Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We curse you from the root. Command you to be bound in Jesus' name. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy that you set up to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. You will not do that to the word that shall come forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the word shall come forth in power and might. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for giving 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown tonight in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
And amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel my help coming right now. Watch out, y'all. Come on now. Hallelujah. You know, we started just a two-part series on Sunday about think what you're thinking about. And some of your folk have been sauteing and marinating and ruminating and meditating and focusing on the negative. You've got to stop doing that. Put your kind of, I know, come on now, I know that you cannot stop all of those things from knocking at your door. But look here, you don't open the door and let them come in. You don't open the door and let them sit down and prop their feet up in your garden. Come on now. You got to think what you're thinking about. God said in his word, push up out of the love. Oh, blessed be God. But look at your man, do not. God said in his word, and hallelujah, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, bring all thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. You can do it because God says you can. My. Pastor Peaches, read them scriptures now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
1 Corinthians 11:1.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 23:7. Psalms 1:1-3. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Philippians 4:8. Ephesians 3:20. 1 Peter 2:9. 1 John 4:4. Philippians 4:13. Proverbs 22:17-19. Isaiah 26:3. Colossians 3:2.
Hallelujah. I've got news for you. Go to some of you say, but what can I substitute those negative things for, you know, that's coming in? Well, we always showed you what you do, you know, when they come in, plead the blood of Jesus, holler the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then go into your prayer language. And then, but what do you put in that place? Philippians 4:8. Can you read that?
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Hallelujah. I want you to go to, I want you to go to, hallelujah, Isaiah 26:3. While you're doing that, I need to get y'all to understand that the reason why God wants you to think on those things that was just enunciated, just read to you, is found in Ephesians 3:20, that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Think according to the power that's within us. So you think on those things which are good, all those good things, hallelujah, he can bring that to pass in your life, in your garden, in your family, in your community, on your job. Boy, shit, kid, when you get to that scripture, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read that.
Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee.
Keep your mind on the things of God. God gave us the owner's manual. See, life is a test. And, you know, but it's an open book test. He gave you the owner's manual. It's called the Holy Word. It's called the sword. It's called the Bible. Hallelujah. You use that, of course, because if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. You're going to forget what God said. And he said in his word in Isaiah 43:26, bring me into remembrance. If you don't read his word, you won't remember nothing because you didn't read it. Hallelujah. Go to Proverbs 22 and start with verse 17.
Proverbs 22:17.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the Lord, of the wise, and apply thy heart unto my knowledge.
18 and 19. Go ahead.
For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee, they shall withal be fitted to thy lips, that they that trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee, even of thee.
If you keep it in your heart, what's going to come out of your mouth is going to be good stuff.
Right, amen.
You get this stuff in your heart. You focus on that. Come on now. You're going to be all right. Hallelujah. What's that? Colossians 3:2.
Hallelujah. Yes, that's right. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Colossians 3:2 says, set your affection on things above, not on things on this earth, on the earth.
When you look at your circumstances and situations, and sometimes they don't look too good, and you start sauteing and marinating and ruminating and meditating and focusing on that, hallelujah, you're going to mess yourself up. Glory to God. You got to set your affections on things above. You can't fulfill your destiny, your full potential, thinking on negative stuff. You can't be positive, you have a positive life thinking negatively. You can't even be receiving negative stuff. You know, people have likened the human body, the mind, to a computer. You get corrupt stuff into your system. It's like, what do you call it, bugs? It will corrupt your soft drive, your hard drive, your operating system. It's going to mess you up. It ain't going to help you. You worrying about something negative happening, is that going to help you out? Is that gonna add anything to solutions by you worrying? I remember a quote that many years ago, Pastor Peter sang a song. If you're gonna worry, don't pray. But if you're gonna pray, don't worry. That's simple, but it's true.
Amen.
If you're not gonna give it to the Lord, and you're just gonna worry about it, well, forget it. You know, God lets you do that because God gives you free will. You know, a hammer to your head says you got to do this. It gives you free will. That's why in Revelation, talking about Jesus knocking at the door. He's a gentleman. Now the other forces will knock at the door too, but they're not giving life. And forces that want to kill you, and forces that want to steal from you, and forces want to destroy you.
Amen.
But you don't let them come in.
Amen. Amen.
And if somehow they sneak in, you can't keep it. You got to deal with it right away. You got to get rid of it right away. Now, Pastor Peter, get back to the scriptures that we gave after 4:8. What was that other scripture? Philippians 4:8. What's the scripture after that?
Ephesians 3:20.
Okay, we dealt with that. Okay, go to the next one after that.
1 Peter 2:9.
Okay. See, you got to, again, understand who you are. And that's the easy one. What are you? When you get that, say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Read that. Tell the listeners who love God, who have given their hearts to God, who they are.
Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
When you step out in faith, when you stand up just relying on what God says, you show the world his praise. You are the praise of God. You are his glory in the earth. You show folks, look what God did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My daughter was in intensive care. However, they took her out of intensive care because she was getting better, and they moved her into intermediate care. Hallelujah. They said I was going to have an operation, but God stepped in and said, no way, Jose. You don't need no operation. And they decided two days later. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. glory to God. Folks were puzzled because they're trying to take care of their mother, 99 years old, and mama couldn't tell them, glory to God, couldn't tell them the passcode to her card so they could get some food. Hallelujah. But God, they prayed, and God gave them a number, gave them several numbers. The first number that she wrote down, how it was the number, passcode to that car so mama could get fed. Come on now. You tell me that God don't answer prayer. You try to tell me that God is not a prayer answering God. I tell you that you are a liar, and your father is the devil because he's a father a liar.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God will break through your situation. You've got to think what you're thinking about. Hallelujah. Don't choose to think about the negative. You're going to have no positive outcome thinking about the negative. You're not going to have love in your life thinking about hate. You're not going to grow to God. Hallelujah. You're not going to have victory in your life thinking about this heat. Come on now. Because you can have what you say, what you think. Hallelujah. Proverbs 23:7. Read the next scripture. Come on real quick. What's the next scripture?
Oh, hallelujah. Philippians, this is 4:13.
4:13. I think I've been there, but
I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
There you go. See, you know who you are and what you can do. Go ahead, read the next scripture.
Hallelujah. The next one, Proverbs 22. Hallelujah. 17.
Oh, yeah, we already did that. So those are the last three.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes, we've done them all.
To think what you're thinking about.
Yes.
You know, the negative, those bad things, we're not minimizing anything bad that's ever happened in your life. We're not doing that. But what we are doing, we're not going to focus in on it. We're not going to marinate. We're not going to saute. We're not going to ruminate on it. We're not going to meditate. We're not going to focus on it. We know what we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on the healing virtue of God. We're going to focus on Isaiah 54:17. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Amen.
Isaiah 54:17. Y'all need to deal with that.
Hallelujah.
So you don't nurse, you don't rehearse, you don't, hallelujah, you don't do all that stuff to the stuff that happens in your life. You disperse it. You get rid of it. You give it to the Lord. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. Why? Because he cares for you. I think that's Isaiah 27.
Hallelujah.
That's 3. I'm not sure. I think it's Isaiah 27. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. I'm not sure of that scripture right there.
Hallelujah.
Check it out for me, Pastor Peters. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's important for you to understand this. Hallelujah. Don't be going down with your head hung down. That's why the Bible says, arise and shine, for that light has come. That's why the Bible says, hallelujah, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill. Y'all stop looking down at the ground or acting like a whipped dog. You see a whipped dog been beat all the time, his head down, his tail down, everything's all down, and he's, stop sounding like a whipped dog. You are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? Deuteronomy 28. Read verses 1 through 13. Tells you who you are and what you're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. You're blessed coming and going. Hallelujah. The fruit of your body is blessed. The cattle on your hills is the basket of your store is blessed. Hallelujah. You blessed, baby. Hallelujah. But you got to obey God. You got to stand up for the Lord. You got to have faith. Faith in God. You know the opposite of faith. You know what the opposite of faith is?
Doubt and fear.
There it is. And you know what fear is? False evidence appearing real. Hallelujah. Go ahead. But the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, hallelujah, that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. That's talking to you. Glory to God.
Mm.
Praise God. Think about what you're thinking about. Think about what you're thinking about, sisters and brothers.
Amen. Yes.
Don't spend a whole lot of time on what J. Jody did on the phone. Do you know what so-and-so did to me? Who cares? You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And no weapon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They can try all they want to. Hallelujah. Guess what? That's why I call people superheroes. You're a Superman or you're a Superwoman. Hallelujah. Because that stuff ought to bounce off you like bullets off a Superman.
Hallelujah.
That stuff ought to bounce off you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like people throwing stuff at Superman and just bouncing. And he laughing. He laughing at him. You ought to be laughing at the devil coming at you. He has some nerve coming at you. And you look, the Bible says, Matthew 16, I think 19, somewhere along that line. Hallelujah. That what you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth is loose in heaven. See, you got more power in you than even the devil. The devil can't do that. The devil can only deal on one plane, hallelujah, at a time. Look here. You can, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loose in heaven. I bind the enemy and all his cohorts. And you got to do it daily, by the way.
Yes.
You can, you used to go in the store and says one size fits all.
No, it don't.
The only thing about Christ is one size fits all. That's the blood fits all.
Hallelujah.
Other than that, you got to deal with this thing on a daily, it's a daily walk.
Yes.
You got to tell the devil where to go, because he's stupid. He's stupid. He sat and saw God create something out of nothing, and he wanna buck God. Jesus said he saw him fall like lightning. Yeah, he fell real quick. Probably the quickest battle in the history of the world, mm-hmm. The history of creation. Probably lasted 2 seconds. There it is. Boom. There it is. Hallelujah. But he's stupid because he keep coming back. Sometimes he come back with the same trips. Sometimes he come back with different tricks. You got to know your weapons of your warfare.
Because
they're mighty in God. They're pulling down strongholds. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not enough saying the Lord rebuke you, saying the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Mm. Hallelujah. Because you know what? See, a lot of people got a lot of different lords out here. When you pick up the phone and say, praise the Lord, somebody said, praise the Lord, you don't know if they're praising Hare Krishna, Muhammad, Buddha, Confucius, Toe, or any of those other, Foot, or whoever, whatever the names of their gods are.
Hallelujah.
In the Hindu, I think they got hundreds of gods, or thousands of gods, you know. But see, so you got to nail this thing down. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you go into your prayer language. Those are part of the weapons of your warfare. You know what another weapon is? Reading the Word of God. But not just reading it.
Hallelujah.
Reading it aloud. But not just reading it aloud, but being a doer of the word as well. James 1, verses 22-25. Don't be just a hearer of the word, but doers of the word. In other words, look here. You can hear the word of God by saying it out loud. The Bible is written for you to say it out loud. Mm-hmm. Out loud. That's why they read it out loud in the churches. That's why they read the Old Testament in the synagogue. They read it out loud.
Hallelujah.
Because it's life, it's power in the Word of God. Do you know what? Words are buckets that carry stuff. You don't believe me? They're buckets that carry stuff.
Hallelujah.
So you read it out loud so it can carry the blessings, the anointing, and
hallelujah,
the power of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches,
hallelujah.
I'm through.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you for this message. Think about what you're thinking about, because we realize that we must bring all thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Your word says so we can do what you say do. We thank you for those who heard and receive and hear and hearken and do. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
May you add a special blessing to this word on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God because the word of God never changes. It never changes. Hallelujah, God. It never changes. And we are so grateful. And we are, let us be encouraged to read the word of God. Sometimes I know when I was working with the children in the rec center, I would tell them, you know, sometimes in the evening, turn off the television, put your games down, you know, and I ask them, you know, to do certain things, you know, sacrifice, you know, some time, you know, to come apart, to put down, and put, you know, stopping and playing the games and stuff like that. And sometimes that's what we need to do. Sometimes turn off the television. Sometimes put down the telephone.
Hallelujah.
Put down the telephone where we're playing the games and where we're on YouTube.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes, and just open up the word of God. I guarantee you, once you start reading the word of God and read it out loud, if things not going right in the home, if there's a situation you want God to clear up, put the word in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Walk through the house reading the word.
Out loud.
Yes, reading the word. I used to do it in the rec center. If I would get in there before everybody else did, didn't have a custodian, walk around in the rooms reading out the word of God, walking up and down the halls reading the word of God, going around the multi-purpose room reading the word of God, putting it out in the atmosphere, putting the oil on my hands, touching every table, every chair, touching the doors, the posts of the doors, the signs, the over top.
Hey, Pastor Peaches, you can do that in your home, too. And you don't have to do it one time. You can do it as often as it hits your heart to do it.
Yes. Hallelujah. You want things to change in your home? Serve the enemy notice. Serve the devil notice. Hallelujah. When my youngest son brought a home this year, some months ago, he wanted us to come over and bless him. And we took the oil over there, big bottle of oil. I was pouring it on the ground, sanctifying the grounds up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes, and that's this, every door, every window in the house. Hallelujah. Putting oil on our hands. The word of God said, Lord, this song says, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Don't you know, we may see oil, but when that angel, when the Lord looks down, he sees the blood.
Hallelujah.
He sees the blood.
Pastor Peaches, can you go to Joshua? Joshua, I think it's 24. And we're familiar with that. Joshua 24 and verse 15, but then go to 16. And I think 17 too, but this is interesting.
Joshua 24, starting the 15th verse. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods.
The next one.
For the Lord our God, it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed.
Read one more.
And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God.
There are some demon forces that will want to invade your home. I don't know if I'll call them Amorites or Hittites or whomever, but look here. You need to periodically drive stuff out of your house because they come in. Sometimes you have visitors come in. Sometimes you have collect or who do things in your house, and you don't know what kind of spirits they bring in your house and depositing in your house. Sometimes you need to leave. You need to rededicate your house to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. This is a house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know what, Pastor Peters? Hallelujah. Glory to God. What actual time do you have?
It's 8:26.
8:26. Well, you know what? That somebody might want to just tune in and want to ask God for forgiveness, and then I'm going to play this song after you finish. And you know what song I'm going to play.
Yes, hallelujah. And saints of God, be encouraged. Let me just encourage you to, even when things are going great, nobody's calling and saying this going on, that's going on. Read the word of God. When you have good times, read the word, because in the bad times, that's what's going to feed your spirit. That's what's going to feed your mind. And you want the positive to come up.
Yeah.
You want to be able to stand on a firm foundation and firm grounds when things come that's turbulent,
yeah,
or whatever, so things don't shake you. Hallelujah. No matter what you see in front of you, what you hear is not going to shake you or scare you. Stay in the word, because then the word of God is going to come up. Hallelujah. And you here to say to the devil, oh, no, Satan, you're a liar. The blood of Jesus is against you.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's 8:29.
Hallelujah.
Just one more minute, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. If you've repeated that prayer, hallelujah, you are now the child of God. Hallelujah. Give us a call after the broadcast goes over. Let us know that you are now saved. Hallelujah.
He bled and he just died on the cross to take sin away. You take him high. You take him low. You take JC wherever you go.
Who is the answer, or when things are going wrong?